Hymn number 46. Understand the salvation that God has given to us. I believe that's one of the miracles of eternity will be an ever-increasing knowledge of the wonderful salvation that has been wrought for us. When we consider what will we do forever and ever, I believe it will be an unfolding throughout eternity of the glories of our God and his saving grace in all of eternity. I don't think that it would be fully grasped, and so I think that's a little bit of what awaits us. Paul prays for the church, I think we'll talk about that tonight, that we just grasp a little bit more and a little bit more the wonderful work that God has wrought in our hearts and lives. So we know some, but there's more to know and grasp. So the thought, what a wonderful Savior, what a wonderful Savior. So it's a new week, and we can start all over again with sharing testimonies, and I won't coerce you. I only have a day left here, and I want you to have good thoughts of me when I leave, so I won't twist any arms. But if God has laid on your heart a song this morning or a testimony you want to share, please do. And while you think about it, 451. name. Hallelujah. And now praise his name. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah.
I'm going to share something that I was reading this morning. And it had to do with Thomas. You know, we know the life of Thomas, what he did, and how the Lord came to him. Jesus was resurrected. They were in a room. He was in a room with his 11 disciples, and one was missing. And finally, Thomas came knocking on the door and came in, and he really didn't believe that this was Jesus. And it says here in John, the 20th chapter, on the evening of that first day of the week, the disciples were gathered together, the doors were closed because they were fearful of the Jewish leaders. And Jesus came among them and said, "Peace be with you." And after that, he showed them his hands and side. It says the disciples were overjoyed when they saw that this was Jesus. He showed them his hands and his side. And then we read on, and Jesus speaks here now in the 24th verse. Thomas, one of the 12, was not with the disciples when Jesus came. So the other disciples said, "Thomas, we have seen the Lord." They were so excited. They had a glimpse of Jesus. They were right there with him. His presence was with them there. And Thomas says, "Unless I see the nail marks in his hands and put my finger where the nails were and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." He just couldn't grasp it. The other disciples did, but he just couldn't grasp it. And then it was a week later, disciples were in the house again. Thomas was with them. The doors were locked. Jesus came and stood among them, said, "Peace be to you." And then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here. See my hands. Reach out your hand and put it into my side. Stop doubting and believe." The Lord spoke strongly to Thomas, didn't he? "Stop doubting. Here I am. Why don't you look? See for yourself. There's proof." And Thomas said, "My Lord and my God." It was revealed to him that this was Jesus, the one resurrected from the dead as he said he would. And he was able to claim him as his Lord and his God. And Jesus said to him, "Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." We have a great example here of Thomas and first doubting and then believing. Perhaps some of us sometimes doubt the greatness of God, his love, his forgiveness. And yet, as we believe, he does great and mighty things within us. He changes us, restores us. He brings us back to himself, and we have that wonderful fellowship with him. And we can, our eyes would be open like Thomas's, and we can say, "My Lord and my God." And now we're here this morning saying that, "My Lord and my God, you are mine. I belong to you, and you have something for me today, something very special for me today. If I open my eyes and see you and get a glimpse of you." Can you imagine Thomas when he had to first discover, Jesus said to him, "Put your finger here, reach your hand, put it in my side, stop doubting and believe." He was reprimanded, wasn't he, for his disbelief. But here Jesus is again this morning saying, "Come, stop doubting, believe." And we can call out and say, "My Lord and my God." Is he truly our Lord and our God? And everything we do and say each day, even this morning, "My Lord and my God." How precious that is when we make it so personal. And he's in our heart this morning. And he's in our midst this morning. And he wants to meet our every need. And just need to reach out and touch him. And he comes in a wonderful way. Thank you. He reveals himself to us even this morning. Jesus. Through our songs, through our word, through the word. He's revealing himself to us. So So let us open our eyes, the eyes of our understanding, so that we see Jesus today. He's in our midst. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Lord, reveal yourself to us.
Hallelujah.
Show yourself, Lord.
Yes.
Give us eyes to see.
Yes.
Jesus. Open our eyes.
Hallelujah.
Lord, open our eyes. Hallelujah. To see Jesus, to reach out and touch Him, and say that I love Him. Open my ears, Lord, and help me to listen. Open my eyes, Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.